Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is All Things Considered on 90.9 WBUR. I'm Steve Brown in for Sasha Pfeiffer. 150 years ago today, the Massachusetts 54th Regiment stormed Fort Wagner in South Carolina. They were the first African-American regiment from the North in the Union Army, and this their first major engagement in the Civil War. Today, in front of a memorial to the 54th, named after the commanding officer who died in that action, state officials and descendants of the men who fought commemorated the anniversary of the battle. A quick note, this report includes a word that could be found objectionable. WBUR's Fred Tice reports.
The Shaw Memorial has been called the greatest public work of American art of the 19th century. The sculpture, by Augusta St. Gaudens, sits across from the State House steps, where Governor Deval Patrick today read a letter from his favorite governor. It was one John Andrew wrote to the father of Robert Gould Shaw, the white man he was about to ask to command the first African-American regiment in the Union Army.
Boston, January 30, 1863. Dear Sir, as you may have seen by the newspapers, I am about to raise a colored regiment in Massachusetts. This I cannot but regard as perhaps the most important corps to be organized during the whole war, and I am very anxious to organize it judiciously in order that it may be a model for all future colored regiments.
The 54th would fight its first major battle at Fort Wagner, South Carolina, 150 years ago today. One of its soldiers, 13-year-old drummer Henry Monroe, later wrote an account of the battle. Performance artist Reggie Gibson read it at today's event. It ends with the death of Robert Gould Shaw.
In the afternoon of the next day, a flag of truce was sent into the rebel lines requesting the body of Colonel Shaw. The disdainful reply was, "We have buried him with his niggers."
When the Confederates evacuated Fort Wagner 2 months later, Shaw's family had the option of retrieving his body, but chose to let him lie with his brothers in arms. The granddaughter of Henry Monroe, the 13-year-old drummer, was at today's ceremony. Winifred Monroe Howard says before the 1989 movie about the 54th, Glory, with Matthew Broderick, Denzel Washington, and Morgan Freeman, her father never spoke of his father's exploits and writings.
You know, until Glory, we didn't really talk about these things. That's what sort of directed me to dig up these papers.
After Fort Wagner, Colonel Edward Needles Halliwell took over the regiment. His descendant, Harry Pratt, read from the writings of his ancestor. The documents describe the soldiers' successful fight to be paid the same as white men, who got $13 a month, while African Americans got $7. Massachusetts offered to make up the difference and sent paymasters to where the men were fighting in South Carolina.
In vain. They were the soldiers of the Union, not of a state. They would receive their pay in full from the United States, or they would not receive it at all. The nation might break its faith, but they would keep theirs.
Halliwell wrote that in this struggle, the men of the 54th Regiment showed even greater bravery than in facing enemy fire. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.